بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers, when we do ta'lim of Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Majma'in, and the whole object is that when studying the lives of Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Majma'in, to beg Allah, to beseech Allah, to implore Allah, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants us the sifat of Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Majma'in. Which is not to listen to stories, but by listening to the stories of Sahaba, we find the spirit of sacrifice and submission that was found in Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Al-Majma'in. And this Mubarak month of Ramadan, also to beg Allah that Allah grant us the sifat of Sahaba Ikiram, grant us the spirit of sacrifice and submission where they were ready to give everything for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Ibn Abi Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat, that if you want to follow a lifestyle, then follow the lifestyle of those that have passed away. Fa innal hayya la tu'manu alayhi alfitna, because the living are not saved from the trials. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those are the sahaba, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أبرها قلوبها, hearts were clean, pure hearts. أعمقها علما, profound knowledge, and no formalities in their lives. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to establish deen. فَعْرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ, so know and understand the virtue of sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala li majma'in. Study their lives. وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِمْ, follow in their footsteps, follow in the footsteps of Sahaba Ikiram. وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِمْ وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِمَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِمْ وَسِيَرِهِمْ, and try and hold on to their akhlaq and to their way of life. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ هُدَى الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, because they were on the correct path. So we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when sitting in these gatherings, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem and listening to Hayatul Sahaba, that the whole crux of Hayatul Sahaba, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire crux, Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, the entire crux of Hayatul Sahaba, that when Sahaba did the effort of deen with ikhlas and qurbani, sacrificing. Today we're sacrificing for dunya, we're sacrificing for the world, our health, wealth and time, so value of dunya has come into our hearts. But when we sacrifice for deen, we sacrifice like how sahaba sacrificed for deen, then the value of deen will come into our lives. Today if any nuqsan happens in our dunya, we feel it. But if we miss our salah, if we miss our a'mal, it doesn't bring any pain to our heart. Why? Because all our sacrifice is for dunya. All our sacrifice is for the material things of this world. So when we listen to the lives of Sahaba, how they sacrificed with ikhlas and qurbani, Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, Allah ne unki zillat ko izzat se badal diya. Allah changed their zillat, where they said they we were the worst type of people, and Allah gave them such respect. It is the barakah of doing the effort of deen with ikhlas and qurbani, sacrifice. Allah unki khauf ko ru'ab se badal diya. That the kuffar used to fear sahaba. It was because of this sifat that they had in them that the kuffar used to fear sahaba. Even a month's distance away, they would fear sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala majma'in. It is because of this sifat and qualities that they had in their lives. Unki nafrat ko muhabbat se badal diya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the hatred that people had towards sahaba, because when sahaba did the effort of deen with ikhlas and qurbani, Allah changed that hatred with muhabbat and love.
اور اللہ نے غیبی نظام کو صحابہ کے لیے مسخر کر دیا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the whole system of this world where sahaba would be running their horses on the ocean, but the water wouldn't even touch the hooves of the horses. So that's why when we sit in the gatherings of sahaba, we sit and we beg Allah that Allah grant us an iota of the fikr, of the sifat, of the qurbani of sahaba ikram. Inshallah, if we imitate sahaba, we'll be with sahaba tomorrow on the day of qiyamah. The chapter... بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تحمل عبد الله بن حذافة السهمي الشدائد ما لقي عبد الله بن رضي الله تعالى عنه من الأذى من ملك الروم وتقبيل عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه لرأسه حين قدم عليه. أخرج البيهقي وابن عساكر عن أبي رافع قال وجه عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه جيشا إلى الروم وفيهم رجل يقال له عبد الله بن حذافة رضي الله تعالى عنه من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأسره الروم فذهبوا به إلى ملكهم فقالوا له إن هذا من أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال له الطاغية هل لك أن تنصر وأشركك في ملكي وسلطاني؟ فقال له عبد الله لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما ملكته العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما فعلت. قال إذن أقتلك. قال أنت وذاك. فأمر به فصلب وقال للرمات ارموه قريبا من يديه وقريبا من رجليه وهو يعرض عليه وهو يأبى. ثم أمر به فأنزل ثم دعا بقدر فصب فيها ماء حتى احترقت. ثم دعا بأسرين من المسلمين فأمر بأحدهما فألقي فيها وهو يعرض عليه النصرانية وهو يأبى. ثم أمر به أن يلقى فيها فلما ذهب به بكى. فقيل له إنه قد بكى فظن أنه جزع فقال ردوه. فعرض عليه النصرانية فأبى. فقال ما أبكاك إذن؟ قال أبكاني أني قلت في نفسي تلقى الساعة في هذه القدر فتذهب، فكنت أشتهي أن يكون بعدد كل شعرة في جسدي نفس تلقى في الله. قال له الطاغية هل لك أن تقبل رأسي وأخلي عنك؟ فقال له عبد الله وعن جميع أسار المسلمين؟ قال وعن جميع أسار المسلمين. قال عبد الله فقلت في نفسي عدو من أعداء الله أقبل رأسه يخلي عني وأن أسار المسلمين لا أبالي. فدنا منه فقبل رأسه فدفع إليه الأسارى فقدم بهم إلى عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فأخبر عمر بخبره. فقال عمر حق على كل مسلم أن يقبل رأس عبد الله بن حذافة وأنا أبدأ. فقام عمر فقبل رأسه كذا في كنز العمال. This is a chapter of the difficulty that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alim Ajma'in endured in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the story of Abdullah ibn Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent a delegation to Rome. And in this delegation was a sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was captured by the Romans and they were taken to the Roman emperor. And it was said to him that this person is from the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Roman emperor said to him, are you ready to accept Christianity and I will make you a partner in my kingdom? So Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if you have to give me your entire kingdom and the kingdom of the entire Arabian Peninsula so that I leave the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the blinking of an eye, I won't do that also. So he was told that we'll kill you and you'll be killed. He says, no problem. Do as you may wish. So he was taken and he was tied onto the wall and the archers were told to shoot arrows close to his hands and close to his legs. And they kept on giving him dawat to accept Christianity, thinking that out of fear he would renounce Islam and accept Christianity. Then again, he would reject. So then the emperor ordered, and he says that bring a big drum of water and boil the water, and then bring two of the Muslim captives and take one of them and throw him into this water. So one of the Sahaba Ikram was thrown into this boiling water, and then again he was given dawah to accept Christianity. Again he rejected. So then the Roman emperor said, okay, take him now and throw him into this drum of boiling water. So while he was being taken, he started crying. So as he started crying, they thought that now he's fearing of death and maybe he'll be ready to accept Christianity. So he was returned back to the Roman emperor, and again dawah was given to him to leave Islam and to accept Christianity. So he again rejected. So then he was asked, then why are you crying? So he says, I'm crying because I'm saying to myself that you will be thrown into this drum and one life of yours will go. But I have a desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the amount of lives to the amount of hair on my body, and every life is given for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Roman emperor heard this, he says, are you ready to kiss my forehead and I let you go? So Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if I kiss your forehead, you let me go and you let all the other Muslim captives also go. He says, yes, I'll let all of you go. Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَقُلْتُ فِي نَفْسِي, I said to myself, عَدُوٌ مِّنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ, he's saying, an enemy from amongst the many enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if I kiss him on his forehead to get my freedom and the freedom of all my Muslim brothers, la ubali, I don't have any problem. So he went forward and he kissed the Roman emperor on his head and he was freed. When they returned back to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, karguzari was given and a report was given of what had transpired. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, حَقٌّ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَن يُقَبِّلَ رَأْسَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ حُذَافَةَ وَأَنَا أَبْدَىٰ, that it is the right of every Muslim that he should kiss Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala on his forehead and I will start. فَقَامَ عُمَرْ فَقَبَّلَ رَأْسَهُ, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and he kissed Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and then the rest of Sahaba ikram. From this story, respected elders and brothers, we get to see Sahaba ikram, they jazba and they passion to give everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sacrifice, even dunya was put forward to them. The Roman, they were ready to sacrifice everything. Where here the Roman emperor is putting forward and saying, I'm ready to give you half of my kingdom. But still Sahaba ikram were so firm on their iman. And look at the jazba and passion to sacrifice everything for Allah. Today, how much are we sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to ask ourselves and we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan also. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his worry? What was his cry? What was his concern? That how each and every person can be saved from the adab of Jahannam and go into Jannat. That was the worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our success in deen. Deen will come into our lives with sacrifice and qurbani. Deen will remain in our lives with qurbani and sacrifice. And deen will spread to the four corners of the world with sacrifice and qurbani. And the effort of deen, it is our zarurat, it is our necessity also, and it is our responsibility. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq inshallah to sacrifice our health, wealth and time for His sake.
Make dua inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la'aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma ij'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ij'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ij'alna mimman saama shahr wa istakmala al-ajr. وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارزقنا فكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا بكاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضال ولا مضلين، سلما لأوليائك وحرما لأعدائك، أحب بحبك من أحبك ونعاري بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اجعلنا من السيارين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لأعلاء كلمتك خالصا لوجهك الكريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.